Ladies and gentlemen, Vice Captain of the Indian Cricket Team, Mr. Rohit Sharma, is at this press conference, and we'll simply start. Yes, Bharat.
Rohit, you're a big soccer fan. Is that the closest you get to being a penalty shooter as a cricket? Does it feel like a penalty shooter in a Super Over?
Firstly, I mean, it's Super Over is always fun because as a batsman, you know that you have six balls to face, and then if you rotate strike, then it literally becomes half the ball you face. So it can go either way, depending on how much we are chasing or who's bowling and things like that. But it was good fun to be out there in the middle. This is my first Super Over where I batted. I've been part of Super Over, but this is the first time I batted. So I had no idea what to expect, how to start the Super Over, whether to take a single first ball or just go for it. KL and I just decided where, we have to swing from the first ball, because 17, 18 to get, 3 good balls means that we have to hit 3 sixes then. So, yeah, but in the end, it was a good result for us as a team. But at the same time, I feel for New Zealand. They played really good cricket. To be on the losing side for them, I know how disappointed it will be for them.
Hi, well done for what you did today. So my question is, there's a different way you guys train when it comes to Test cricket, ODI or T20s, but especially when it comes to the Super Over like this. Do you guys train anything specifically for this kind of situation, or you just do whatever comes at the time?
I mean, I don't know if you can train for Super Over, because we've got a T20 specialist in Bumrah. For him, Super Over or whether he bowls in a T20 match is the same for him. So there's no training required there for him. But for a batters, you generally see who has been in the good nick on that particular day, and you try and assess to have that guy go and bat it. If I wouldn't have gotten a 60 today, probably it wouldn't have been me going to face the Super Over. It probably would have been Shreyas Iyer or someone else. You know, that's how you assess the Super Over. KL Rahul has been in good form of late, so there was no choice there. I batted well today, so I thought, the management thought I would be a better option to go and play the Super Over. So that's how you assess. You know, Super Over, you can't really plan what to do. You have to assess what has happened on that particular day, and you try and, send your best players. Bumrah has been one of the key players for us in terms of our bowling. So there was no choice. Of course, there was a little confusion whether to go with Shami or maybe Jadeja, because the ball was gripping. But in the end, you have to go with someone who's been consistent in bowling Yorkers, slower balls and things like that. So we went with that. And the batters as well, like I said, someone who's had a good day on that particular day will try and go and bat and, face the challenge.
You get like 30 minutes after the toss to prepare to go out to bat. I don't know whether you got to put your kit bag away after your innings got over and you had to scramble in the sort of 7-8 minutes between the innings. What is that period like? You said it's the first...
Everything was packed. The whole stuff was inside my bag. I had to get it out. It literally took me 5 minutes to find my abdomen guard, because I don't know where it was. We never thought it'll go to the Super Over the way they were batting at one point. It looked like, they can easily win the game. But I think that Shami's last over was crucial. That actually got us the victory, not my two sixes. It was Shami's over, where we defended 9 runs. It's not easy with the dew, the wicket settling in nicely, and 2 set batsmen batting there as well. One batsman was batting on 95 and the other one, their most experienced player. So hats off to Shami to bowl that over and, get us back into the game and get to a Super Over.
Rohit, away from the Super Over, now, he started with Rahul and Shikhar in the recent series. How is India's top order shaping up? These partnerships are not any surprises to anybody in fact, but how is the top order shaping up with you and Rahul and sometimes you and Dhawan and sometimes Rahul and Dhawan?
Yeah, see, look, we've got a solid top order batsman. You know, whenever anyone has gotten an opportunity, they've made it count. You know, Shikhar as well, when he played the last series, I think it was against Sri Lanka, got a crucial 50. And then KL has been in good form of late. The last 7-8 T20s, I think he's got probably 4 or 5 50s in 7 or 8 innings, if I'm not wrong. So, you know, he is in great form. So, yeah, I mean, see, it's a good sign for the team. That's how we look at it, because it's important, most of our players to stay in good form. And then, you know, what happens with the final 11 and everything, that will be only decided once, you know, all the players are available and, you know, the captain and management will sit together and identify who are the right guys to play for that particular game. So that's how I look at it. You know, it's for us, for me, how I look at it is I want everyone to stay in good form, which has happened through the series, which is a great sign for us moving forward in this particular format at least. So it's a good sign, and I wish that another two games also, we don't, you know, tend to relax. We just want to keep the momentum going, which is always a good sign.
With शेवटच्या दोन बॉलला जेव्हा इतके रन्स पाहिजे होते तेव्हा माइंड ब्लँक ठेवणं किती महत्त्वाचं असतं, कारण अगोदर ठरवून शॉट मारणं हे किती डेंजरस ठरू शकतं. आणि दुसरा छोटा प्रश्न म्हणजे कधी कधी जिंकल्यानंतर समोरच्या टीमचं वाईट वाटतं, तसं आज होतं का?
हो, असं होतं. पण आमची, मी जेव्हा बॅटिंग करतो आता सुपर ओव्हरमध्ये, जे काय मी बघितलं आहे, किती पण रन्स आम्ही चेस करतो, बॉलर प्रेशरमध्ये असतं, ते असते माझं मानणं आहे. म्हणून मी पहिला, आधी जेव्हा मी बॅटिंगला गेलो, मी विचार करत होतो की मूव्ह करू क्रीजमध्ये की नाही करू, स्टील राहू, असं दोन तीन विचार येत होतं. पण एंडमध्ये मी डिसाईड केलं की मी स्टील राहणार, लेट हिम मेक द मिस्टेक, असं माझं थॉट प्रोसेस होतं मध्ये. आणि ते झोनमध्ये आलं माझं आणि दिलं.
आणि
ते कधी कधी जिंकल्यानंतर मी आता सांगितलं ते की असं सॉलिड इनिंग्स खेळलाय केन विलियम्सनी, तर नक्कीच त्यांच्या टीमला वाईट वाटणार की असं मॅच आम्ही कसं हरू शकतो. पण आम्हाला आमच्याकडे बघायला लागणार की आम्ही कसं कमबॅक केलं गेममध्ये. ते लास्ट ओव्हर शमीने जे टाकलं ते आमच्यासाठी भरपूर महत्त्वाचं होतं आणि पॉझिटिव्ह होतं, कारण की असं गेम वर्ल्ड कपमध्ये येऊ शकतं तर आम्ही काय करणार त्यावेळी. आम्ही होप जे आहे ते लूज नाही करू शकत. आपल्याला आम्हाला स्ट्रॉंग राहायला लागणार. इवन इफ यू नीड 5 रन्स यू हॅव टू, म्हणजे तुम्हाला पॉझिटिव्ह ॲटिट्यूड दाखवायला लागणार, ते आम्ही दाखवलं.